With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Leaders of some of the world's biggest economic powers arrive in the Canadian Rockies for a Group of Seven summit that's been shadowed by an escalating conflict between Israel and Iran and President Trump's unresolved trade war. Israel's strikes on Iran and Tehran's retaliation appeared to catch many world leaders by surprise. Israeli first responders are looking for survivors and clearing the remnants of a missile that fell on a neighborhood outside Tel Aviv early this morning. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports the fighting between Israel and Iran continues with no sign when it might end.
Israel says it has inflicted some significant damage on Iran. They've already killed a number of top commanders and hit other military targets. Also, of course, they have been targeting these nuclear facilities across Iran. Equally significant, the Israeli Air Force now says it has taken out most of Iran's air defenses. It has virtual free movement over Iran's skies. That will make it easier for the Air Force to press ahead.
Correspondent Joe Fetterman. Lawmakers still reeling from the shooting that killed one Minnesota state legislator and her husband and severely wounded another and his wife. On NBC's Meet the Press, Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota said she is praying for the recovery of State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, who were shot and injured.
They are hanging in there. His wife was out of surgery first, and she's actually texted some of our mutual friends. And he may face some additional surgeries, but he is also in stable condition right now, from what I know. So they had multiple gun wounds.
The FBI issuing a reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to Vance Bolter's arrest and conviction. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on the morality of abortion. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Gallup organization has been polling adults about whether or not it is morally acceptable for a woman to terminate her pregnancy. 49% of respondents say yes, abortion is moral, while 40% say no. Everybody else is undecided. Meanwhile, the poll finds the country about evenly split between those who call themselves pro-choice versus pro-life. Pro-choice gets 51% support. Pro-life receives 43%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Leo will continue his predecessor's controversial agreement with China that gives the communist government veto power over the Vatican's selection of bishops. No other country has such an arrangement, and conservative Catholics were outraged that Pope Francis gave in to China's demand. Pope Leo has made his first appointment of a Chinese bishop and expressed satisfaction the decision was approved. This is SRN News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says rising global oil prices following Israeli strikes on Iran will strengthen Russia by increasing its oil revenues, aiding its war effort in Ukraine. He criticized the lack of effective Western price caps on Russian oil. A team of scientists deliberately chases severe storms to improve forecasting about hail.
Victor Gensini is with the project called Ice Chip. They drive in fortified vehicles, waiting for the chance to analyze hail.
If we can confine and constrain those forecasts, at the end of the day, the end users, the people receiving that information, are going to be better served.
Katie Wargowski is one of the students in search of good research.
You know that you're about to get pelted by this storm that people should be in their basements for.
The team has collected, measured, crushed, weighed, and sliced hailstones as big as 5.5 inches.
That's correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. More details at srnnews.com.